live. We are launching into the third hour of this live Saturday edition of the program. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Once again, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can, of course, bring up whatever you want. That's the point of the program. But throughout the night tonight, we've had a variety of subjects come up, all based off an original conversation we had about Joe Arpaio, the so-called toughest sheriff in America. In my opinion, he's absolutely psychotic and incredibly dangerous to the ideas of liberty. He is not a friend of liberty. He's quite an enemy of those who love freedom. He puts peaceful people in prison. He puts peaceful people in jail cells in a horrible place known as Tent City, where there's very little access in some cases to water. And I wish I could recall the story. I feel like it was a woman who was put into solitary confinement at Tent City who ended up perishing because she didn't have access to water. But I don't have that, or and enough water. They didn't give her enough because it can be kind of hot in the desert, which is where he's keeping people, many of whom, as you pointed out, Mark, haven't even been convicted of anything.
Most.
Let alone all the people who have been convicted of things that didn't harm another human being, whether we're talking about drug use or immigration or whatever. There's so many people that are just cluttering up the prison system. We actually had a prison guard who'd been on the job for 16 years called in the last hour. He said 50% of the guys in his prison don't belong there. They never harmed another human being. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll, of course, continue here. And then if you get a chance, Mark, you've got something about the TSA. We'll touch on that. But first, Miles is listening in Huntsville to WBHP. Hey, Miles.
Hey, guys. Third time to get to call you, and big fan. I wanted to ask you about drugs in prisons. I've had two opportunities to serve on grand juries, and I don't know if other states, and you might know more than me, if every state uses the grand jury system to
I think they all do.
To prosecute. Okay. It seemed to me, and the last time is the only thing I remember, out of 97 cases, it seemed to me that drugs propelled the crime. All the crime-related stuff, you know, it was, you know, drug use seemed to be at the base of it. And I'm with you on, you know, drug enforcement and, marijuana, decriminalizing it and things
sure.
like that.
Absolutely. When I say that drugs would prisons would probably be depopulated by 80 to 90% if you legalize drugs, it's not just that there's some that a bunch of people are smoking pot or in jail, because that's not the sum total of it. But most people that are in prison are there because they were doing something to get drugs, and because drugs are illegal, the price is artificially inflated. I mean, there's no reason in the world when marijuana, a plant that grows like a weed, they call it weed for a reason, should be $100 a quarter ounce. Mm-hmm. There's no reason in the world it should be. I mean, you could throw seeds out in your yard and have free marijuana if it wasn't illegal, and then nobody in their right mind would pay that kind of money. Nobody would pay that kind of money for some dried out tomatoes.
Right.
So they're not going to pay that kind of money for, and it's a heck of a lot harder to grow tomatoes than it is marijuana.
Well, right. And you mentioned marijuana. There are probably not a whole lot of people knocking over convenience stores to get another pot
probably
fix.
True.
But you look at crack or meth. These other drugs are even more expensive per ounce than marijuana. And the same factors apply. It's absolutely true. You can talk to any cop that's going to be honest with you. They'll tell you 80% of the break and enters, 80% of the robberies, 80% of car break-ins, these things are all being driven by people looking for addicts, looking for their next fix, looking to get the $20 that they can get for pawning a car stereo or whatever,
right?
So they can go and get their next fix.
A dime and a dollar for whatever they steal from you.
But you don't see nicotine and alcohol addicts behaving in the same way, because their products are legal, therefore they're available in the open market, the prices are driven down to some extent by competition, although they are pushed up by taxes and government regulation, but they're far lower than the black market prices of these other drugs. So if you were to actually legalize drugs or decriminalize drugs, you would also see violent crime and property crime drop precipitously in a very quick manner.
I think that's more of a point I was trying to make. If
okay.
you decriminalize stuff, it would get better. I mean, it was like if it wasn't for drugs, you know, everybody would be getting along, you know, in Alabama. But, and something you said a while ago about, you know, and I quit using marijuana when I was 20 years old. But, you know, we used to buy nickel bags. I don't guess you guys would even know what I'm talking about.
I suspect the nickel bags are what they call
dime bags,
quarter bags now.
Well, I don't know about that. They still have dime bags. But you probably don't get as much. You know, to be fair, though, I mean, I've seen drug prices over my whole adult life, and the marijuana prices are still about on par with where they were a decade ago. So I know that inflation has been happening over that period of time, and so it seems like maybe the dealers aren't making as much as they used to.
But people are growing in their homes now. You know, I mean, they're doing as they advances in technology and that kind of thing.
Hey, Miles, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, sir. Yep. 855-450-FREE. Ladies first, Melissa, listening in Medford, Oregon, to KMED. Hey, Melissa.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, a couple of things. I mean, first of all, I was just listening to you talking about legalizing drugs and that violent crime and property crime would decrease.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
And I totally disagree with that. I mean, especially if you're talking meth and coke and things like that.
Why?
Well, what evidence do you have that people that do these drugs are going to be violent, not in order to get the drugs, but because they've done the drugs?
Yes, and in order to get them.
Well,
that was a question.
Okay. Let me make this abundantly clear. I thought I explained it in the last one, but I'll try again. You don't see anybody knocking over convenience stores to get alcohol or cigarettes.
And alcohol
generally
makes a lot of people angry.
Oh, but I do see that. I see
really?
People breaking into stores all the time, and all they do is steal the alcohol.
Well, they steal the alcohol? Because, I mean, I've never seen anybody point a gun at anybody else. Now, burglary, that's something entirely different.
I don't know about where you are, but here we see it all the time. They steal the alcohol from the stores. When people are there, when they're closed, they'll break
beer?
In, they'll use rocks and damage property. And
they're stealing, they're robbing people at gunpoint for 50 cents a beer.
I've seen that.
I have never heard of it, ever heard of that. And, I find it amazing that, such a thing is happening. Now, people
in Medford, Oregon.
Yeah, people do steal cigarettes and often will use those and, try to sell them elsewhere because they have value. But they're generally not knocking over convenience stores in order to satisfy their own cigarette habit.
How many people are robbing other people at gunpoint just on an individual basis to get a bottle of alcohol?
I don't know those statistics.
Well, I can tell you that it doesn't happen that often. Whereas people who are looking for drugs like methamphetamine or cocaine are regularly breaking into cars and breaking into people's homes. You just don't hear about alcoholics doing that stuff too often, do you?
I have seen it. I am a recovering drug addict alcoholic,
mm-hmm.
25 years.
Okay, so do you have a story of somebody, robbing? Because, you think if you were in the life that you might have a story of somebody robbing. Because I have never. I was in prison for 9 years
and
never heard of anybody.
Stories that people would do for anything, for a beer, for even rubbing alcohol, for
rubbing alcohol is 25 cents a bottle.
So you were alcohol.
Yes.
So you were an alcoholic. Let's talk a little bit more about your story, Melissa. You were an alcoholic and a drug addict?
A meth addict, yeah.
A meth addict. Were you both at the same time, or was it different time periods in your life?
Both at the same time.
Okay. So what were some of the things you did to get meth?
anything and everything.
I want you to tell
people.
Me more. If you can stick with us, I'd like you to hang here for a moment. We're going to bring you back.
Sure.
So hang on, Melissa. Meth addict, former meth addict, former alcoholic, hopefully. 855-450-FREE. Love to hear more about her story because people will do some depraved things to get their hands on these drugs because they can't go and buy them at the store. They have to get them from some scummy dealer, and then there's all kinds of question marks around it. It's Free Talk Live.
The Seasteading Institute. They want to create freedom on the open seas. Did you know they're having a conference? You could meet fellow forward thinkers and discover where you fit into the up-and-coming for-profit seasteading sector. It's May 31st to June 2nd at Le Meridian Hotel in San Francisco. Discounted registration prior to May the 1st. Special rates for students and the press. Get 10% off with promo code FTL. Get registered before May the 1st at seasteading.freetalklive.com. Seasteading.freetalklive.com.
Get in the zone!
Regular oil changes can help you avoid paying more at the pump. And in times like these, that really matters. Clean engines are just more efficient. And now at AutoZone, get a 5-quart oil change jug of Castrol conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $20.99. Or upgrade to Castrol high mileage for a little more. See store for restrictions and details. Stop in today and get more gas-saving tips from the experts at AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live toll free number for you, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We've got a mobile site for those of you with the smartphone. You can go to m as in mobile.freetalklive.com. You'll get quick access to our live streams there, and those include our broadband, midband, and narrowband streams. Plus, our podcast is available through that link, m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com.
If you've got a business and you find accounts receivable to be a terrible chore, SACL CAI is a longtime sponsor of Free Talk Live. They do a great job. They do accounts receivable in a fashion that will not cost you any customers. You can go see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page. It's SACL CAI.
All right, so we continue with Melissa listening in Medford. K-Med, now, Melissa, you were calling in tonight to kind of counteract something that we were saying earlier about how the black market drives up prices dramatically, and therefore people are willing to, you know, they go and they commit crimes to get their hands on things like methamphetamine or cocaine, for instance, crack. You know, these are drugs that are very, very addictive, and the addicts will do what it takes to get their hands on them. And you admitted, actually, that you were an addict of methamphetamine at one time. How long ago was it?
I am still a recovering addict.
But when was the last time you used?
25 years ago.
All right, make sure you talk right into your phone for me, because it sound like a little far off. So
yeah.
it's been
25 years.
Okay, so what were some of the things that you did? Because usually, unless you're independently wealthy, most people can't afford a meth habit. So what were some of the things you did to get your hands on meth?
Well, first, let me preface this by saying that I was one of the lucky or unlucky ones, depending on how you look at it, that was never arrested for my use or my crime during my addiction, my active addiction.
Do you think you'd be better off if you had spent 10 years in prison?
Well, it certainly would be different, but the only reason I quit was that I found out I was going to have a child, which brings up another point, though, was you were talking about using drugs and being a victimless crime, which I totally disagreed with, because I believe that 90% of the people who are using are parents, and their children are the victims.
You know, that people, you know, you've heard of fetal alcohol syndrome, right?
Yes, absolutely. I work with child welfare now.
And people that, you know, smoke cigarettes while they're pregnant, and it happens, you know, like lots of smokers just can't give it up. They damage the fetus to some extent too, right?
Right.
So would the best solution for those people be jail cells?
Well, in what I do now, and what I agree with, certainly, is that they should be punished for, the crimes during their addiction. But they definitely...
Well, I don't disagree with that at all.
If someone commits a crime, meaning they've actually harmed another human being, then, yeah, there should be some sort of restitution involved there. But if what you're saying is that somebody is being a lousy parent because they are focusing on their drug addiction rather than their children, that's not the fault of the drug. It's, you know, if somebody's neglecting their child, there could be a variety of different reasons they're neglecting their child. They might play video games too much and neglect their children for that reason. So it's not the drug's fault. There are plenty of people out there who are recreational drug users who have kids that are completely responsible in their use of drugs. So it's not fair to say that the use of a drug is creating a victim. That's just not true. Neglect could be a crime with a victim, but there are a variety of different reasons that people get to be involved in neglect. But let's go back, because we still haven't gotten your story. What is it that you did to get your hands on meth?
Robbery, burglary, prostitution,
That's a pretty good, summary.
Yeah.
These are things that are frequently done. And a lot of times, meth addicts or coke addicts, these are hard drug addicts, are willing to do horrible things to their own family members in order to get money, like, you know, steal money from grandma, for instance, and do things like that.
So when you were an alcoholic, were you an alcoholic the same time that you were a meth addict?
Yes,
she said yes.
Okay, I was just wondering about that, because, I mean, did you stop meth before or after, or is it all stopped at the same time?
The same time.
Okay, so you found Jesus.
The very same day.
Okay.
And you actually said you know alcoholics, not meth addicts, but just alcoholics who've actually robbed and engaged, you know, like held somebody at knife point or gun point to get some
to
beer?
Absolutely. Yes.
This really stuns me. Now, I've heard
of... rubbing alcohol or hand sanitizer, yes.
And I've heard of people certainly doing...
If they don't have the change even to go in and buy rubbing alcohol...
But they can
buy hand sanitizer, anything that they can get their hands on that they can get high or that they can get drunk on.
But you can beg that change.
They don't have the cash.
But you can beg 25 cents to get rubbing alcohol. I mean, you don't have to stick, you don't have to rob anybody. You can put it in your coat. I mean, this is the, I want to make a distinction between a property crime.
But when someone becomes desperate enough, at a certain point, it doesn't matter what they have to do. And if they are going to rob a store, it doesn't matter. I mean, that they will do it.
My wife's a drug treatment counselor by trade, and I've never heard her tell a story. I've hung out with drug treatment counselors, and I've quizzed them because that's what she did for a living, and I've never heard the story of anybody committing a violent crime. Now, I'm not saying a burglary, but a violent crime in order to get things like alcohol or cigarettes.
I'm sure it's happened, and
Somewhere, sometime, it has to have happened.
I'm going to believe Melissa's story, but Melissa...
Somebody did it in a pink unicorn outfit, too.
Wouldn't you agree, though, Melissa, that it's far more common for meth addicts and coke addicts and crack addicts to engage in those violent activities?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, great. So you did these things.
Not unheard of for alcoholics.
So then you would have to understand then that by legalizing or decriminalizing these drugs, you would dramatically lower the price.
Re-legalizing, because 80 years ago, you could go and get laudanum at the store. A 7-year-old could do it.
That's all true.
Sure. And coke used to be in coke.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, and people weren't burglarizing anywhere to get a can of Coca-Cola back in the day.
Right.
You know that. So my point being here. I'm sorry you had to go through what you did, that you went through what you did. It sounds absolutely harrowing, and I wish, you know, the best to you, and I hope that you can stay clean. It sounds like you're doing fine. 25 years you haven't used. That's great. But putting these folks in jail and criminalizing these activities just makes them more dangerous because they had to go and get drugs from a crack dealer who, you know, maybe he's going to accept a BJ for his crack rock rather than you having to pay cash, or you can go and bring him some stolen equipment, and he might take that and give you a crack rock instead. I mean, there's all kinds of scummy things that go on. But if somebody wants to go and get some aspirin or some Robitussin, they don't have to go and deal with that stuff. And in most cases, they're not robbing other human beings or breaking into cars to go and get a bottle of Robitussin. So if these drugs were actually available on store shelves, there wouldn't be the criminal element that would be distributing them. That would take away a lot of the danger right out the gate. And the prices would come down dramatically, which, as you've already admitted, they weren't doing that stuff for alcohol as often as they were for these other drugs. That's because those other drugs are far more expensive. Does that make any sense?
And alcohol is more readily available. I mean, you can
buy it
here in any, you know, grocery store and, well... Actually, we have liquor stores for...
Right, and that's because you're absolutely right about that. And the reason why alcohol is more readily available is because it's legal and people can generally distribute it and sell it and buy it as they wish. Thank you, Melissa, for the call tonight. Appreciate your story and appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. So that's the solution for all the rest of these drugs because it would be insane to prohibit alcohol again. We know what happens. It causes all kinds of crime, and that's what's happening with drug prohibition today. More coming up, Free Talk Live.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation of the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You're invited to take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-453, 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we invite you over to our website at freetalklive.com. You can grab up archives there, a whole bunch of them, going all the way back to late 2006. You don't have to log in. You don't have to pay a membership fee. They're just there. You can click and download. Although, we've been having a few bugs with folks on iTunes. Now, that's only for those with iTunes, with a podcast. Maybe you've had an issue over the past few days. I apologize. We just changed our podcast host, and this means a lot of good things. But usually when you make a big change, there's some kinks that need to get ironed out. So right now, because we've got a brand new podcast host, we've more than doubled the audio quality in the podcast, which is great. Because people are hearing the difference. It sounds more like you're sitting in the studio now with us than it does than it did previously. So for the past couple days, we've cranked up the audio quality, and of course the downloads are still coming fast. This new server is just as fast as, from what I've seen, as the old server was. It's just that there's been a bug with the podcast. So iTunes listeners, you guys, you're going to get straight. We're going to get it taken care of. Don't worry. It fixes our coming down the pipe, hopefully imminently. Hopefully it'll be done with tonight's show.
Bitcoins are the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. With bitcoins, there are no contracts that you've got to sign or terms of service that you've got to abide by. Anybody can go download the free Bitcoin software and be using them in just a few minutes. With bitcoins, you can send and receive money anywhere in the world. You don't have to pay any fees. You don't need permission from any government or corporation to do it. And to learn more, visit weusecoins.org. It's a minute and 44 second video to educate you on what bitcoins are, and you need to be educated on them. Even if you're not going to get bitcoins, these things are changing the internet, and they're likely going to change the world. It's weusecoins.org.
Now,
I was going to say, now thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your Bitcoins with cash, visit BitInstant.com.
Right, and speaking of the Bitcoin, if you want, you can go to Bitcoin.FreeTalkLive.com, and that's where you'll find our Bitcoin address for the Bitcoin tip jar. You can throw a few Bitcoins in if you like what we're doing here. You like the fact that Free Talk Live is free and all the features on the site, and the archives are free and now much higher quality and still free. Over at freetalklive.com. I suppose I should mention the new host is SoundCloud. SoundCloud's a pretty hip service out there. It's almost like the YouTube of audio, except it's not quite like YouTube because you actually have to pay for a SoundCloud account. So everything that's on SoundCloud, for the most part, I think they have a few free accounts, but for the most part, people are incentivized to pay for those accounts. So they're maybe a little more judicious about what it is that they put up on that service. So you can find us now on SoundCloud, which means that every episode that we post, you can easily share with your friends on your various social networking websites, Facebook, you know, Twitter, etc. They make it easy. There's a share button on every single one of our shows now, which it's a really cool service, so drop on in, freetalklive.com, or go to SoundCloud/freetalklive, all run together as one word. We'll continue with you and your thoughts. Timothy is listening in Buchanan, Michigan, to WSJM out of Benton Harbor. Hey, Timothy.
Greetings. How are you guys doing tonight?
What's on your mind tonight, Timothy? Go ahead.
Well, I didn't realize that the subject matter was based on Joe Arpaio, but start off with that guy's definitely a nut job.
No doubt. Well, the subject matter can be whatever you want it to be, so go ahead.
Okay. Well, you guys were speaking upon drug laws and marijuana, and I'd like to start first with, it bothers me when they list marijuana as a drug, because as you both seem highly educated, as a couple of your listeners didn't seem, I won't say ignorant, they just weren't fully educated on, you know, the full background of everything, that marijuana is no different than a dandelion, a sunflower, a tomato, you know, how they can, you know, Salinger had everything to do with that, as you said, years ago.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, marijuana is a little different than tomatoes. I mean, they're no different fundamentally in that they're all plants, but ultimately, marijuana does get you high, and I've never gotten high off of eating a tomato, so there is that. But it doesn't kill you. Marijuana will not kill you, unlike alcohol, which has contributed to the deaths, either directly or indirectly, of countless human beings.
True, and people serve many years in prison, as you said, and rapists and child molesters get out in a handful of years, and people will spend 20 to life for self-medication, which they've been doing since before Christ.
No doubt about it.
And when it comes to marijuana, there's nothing you can't make from the plant. You know, fuels, adhesives, lumber, you can make anything, plastics.
They're making building materials now.
Yeah, it's insane that something like that could turn the economy around, certainly for farmers as well. You know, I live here in the Midwest where it grows, where corn is. I lived in Northern California in Humboldt where they make a nice living off of it there. And as you said, it's a lot of it off of the grid, and they're not being taxed, a lot of these people. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of the government taxation system the way it's set up anyway, but it's insane, the laws that they haven't changed.
Timothy, I'm with you, man. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Edward, listening in Barrie, Vermont, to WSNO. Hey, Edward. Edward? In Vermont? Oh, we just lost him, or at least that's what it sounded like. Edward?
Oh, thanks. Yeah,
how you doing? He is there. Oh, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm calling basically, I want the world to know that they have lost themselves. I think that they personally have forgotten about the Constitution, for one, and two, they have forgotten about the oath of offices, that's number two. Number three is that it is about we the people, not we the government. People need to come back to themselves and start saying, hey, it's us that matters, not the government.
That sounds pretty good to me. How do you feel about secession?
Secession, well, it's only because the people allow them to do so. There is an answer.
Wait, hold on a second. Okay. Wait. Only that didn't seem like a responsive answer to what I asked. Maybe I misunderstood you. I asked you how you felt about secession. You said it's only because the people allow them to do so. What do you mean?
Well, see, the people come forward, and they stop this baloney, this malarkey of money-wise coming to the world. Okay, they're just using us for this money.
They certainly are. And when you say they, you mean like everybody in all governments, right? You mean not just the federal government, but also state governments, right?
No, what I'm saying is the people, us people, need to get back up in our lives and say, hey, no, no more. We are not supporting you no more because of this arrangement.
And when you say not supporting you, you mean not supporting all governments?
No, no, I'm saying there is a solution, sir.
What? Let's hear it.
Well, I can only go so far because I'm part of it. Okay? Let me give you an example. You ever say the Pledge of Allegiance when you're in school?
I regret it, but yes, I did.
Okay. Do you ever see where it said one nation?
Yeah.
And it would be the Republic.
Okay.
Okay, the Republic is the one nation. Okay?
Okay.
And the United States is supposed to be listening to the Republic. Now they don't want to accept the Republic. Okay.
Well, or would it really make a difference if it were a republic? I mean, because, yeah, I agree with
yes,
you. Like, a lot of people say it's a democracy. But what's the difference anyway, really? Isn't it just people trying to tell you how to live?
No, honestly, no, it isn't. And it's because I want to tell you why real quickly. I'll give you a sample. Okay? The sample is that the house that you live in now with the United States of America, you don't own it.
That's true. But that's not, that doesn't have anything to do with the democracy or republic, dude. I mean, that's because they are men and women who want to control you, who want to tell you how to live or tell you what to do or tell you not, what to not do. And whether it's a republic or not isn't going to change that. When I asked you about secession.
It isn't going to change that. Because, yeah, I'm going to tell you why. Because our republic is tax-free. You have to keep all that money in your pocket. Okay.
Sounds wonderful, Edward. That's great. But I really don't want a federal government. Can I, like, not have one? Like,
oh, we don't want a federal government either.
Oh, great. So then you do support secession.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
I mean, we got to have secession. I mean, everybody's going to suffer a little bit in their lives.
Are you involved with the Second Vermont Republic? Because you probably should be. There's a great group of folks up there that's trying to secede Vermont from the Union, and I hope you guys are successful at it. And I thank you for the call tonight, Edward. Enjoy. He sounds like he's enjoying his Saturday night, huh? 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves here, even in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are imminent.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
I am a genius. Take away everything you can get. Keep them on the hook with this immortal threat.
And they call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
Four new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you.
Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail, women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with CentOS uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live. This is the live Saturday edition. Moments remain, but still enough time for you and your thoughts. However, if you don't get them in tonight, that's okay. Mark does the live Sunday edition with Stephanie tomorrow night. You can join us then. And if you don't get it on your local talk radio station, you can always get it online over at freetalklive.com. However, if you don't receive Free Talk Live on your local talk station at all, you can always give them a call, talk to the program director, and tell them real nice like that you'd like to hear some Free Talk Live. And if you're fortunate enough to be in the over 100 areas in which you can receive Free Talk Live via talk radio, you may not be receiving us all 7 nights a week live for all 3 hours per night. If that's the case, give them a call and, again, ask for more Free Talk Live. You never know what a kind word will do for those program directors. They appreciate hearing positive comments rather than, "You suck! I hate that morning show!" Or whatever it is that people call in and say to program directors. You know, Mark, you used to be a GM of a station, right?
Yeah, usually when you get a telephone call, it's not from somebody who's happy.
Right, so, give them a little positive reinforcement. And also, don't forget to join us at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. If you can make it to New Hampshire, to Rogers Campground in northern New Hampshire between the 18th of June and the 24th of June, you want to be there. If you love liberty, that is. If you don't love liberty, you are not going to have a fun time if you go to Porkfest. But if you do love liberty, you understand what freedom's all about, that you understand in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free, then you're going to really dig Porkfest because there's so much happening there that is of a liberty-oriented nature. There are hundreds of people that understand what freedom is. They're all going to be there together. So there's just the networking opportunity that's fantastic, number one. But number two, you're meeting people who've already made the move to New Hampshire, like Mark and I, as part of the Free State Project. We've decided to move here to get together with other people that are of like mind, to get active, to achieve liberty in our lifetime. And it's happening. There are over 1,000 people that are already here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Over 11,000, coming close to 12,000, are signed up, meaning they're going to come to New Hampshire at some point. Many of those folks are going to be visiting during Porkfest. Maybe you will be visiting during Porkfest. The Porcupine Freedom Festival. Go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Get signed up there. It's $35 for the whole week. Now, you have to pay for your campground on top of that. That's the registration fee for Porkfest, but it's very affordable. You can, of course, split a campsite with somebody, maybe bring the cost down even more, and it's camping, so you're going to have fun with that. Plus, there's all kinds of things to do. Maybe you've got a family. Well, there's lots of family activities going to be going on. Mark, you're going to bring Jack up, I imagine?
Oh, yes.
So, kids are as young as Jack or younger, as 4 years old, to teenage years. I don't really think teenagers are kids.
But everything there from singles, pregnant women, all the way up to seniors.
Families, absolutely. There's so much to do. Go to porkfest.com. learn more about the event. We will see you there because we're going to broadcast live the entire week. Timothy's with us listening in Missouri. Timothy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Timothy, what's on your mind tonight?
Actually, if possible, I have two comments, but I know it's ending the nearing the end of the show, so if you want, I'll just keep it to one.
Well, we'll play it by ear. Go ahead.
Okay, regarding what Mark referred to as drug relegalization, I would actually posit that drugs on a federal level are actually already legal. And I say that because of the Commerce Clause, which my understanding of the Commerce Clause, and excuse me, I've been fans of you guys for a really long time, so I'm almost hyperventilating.
It's all right.
Happens to me when I call radio shows.
Okay.
Yeah, I get that, too. And I've called talk radio for so long, I still get an adrenaline rush when I call into a talk radio show. It may have less to do with us than it does for the fact that there could be a bunch of people listening to what you're saying. That might be a factor, too. So keep that in mind. Because we're just regular
guys.
That's
right. Push the guy over the edge, Ian.
Yeah, I know.
No pressure.
I'm all right.
No.
Actually, you just made me feel better.
No pressure, Tim. Go ahead.
Well, regarding the Commerce Clause of the Constitution, which, as you both know, it's one of the enumerated powers in the Constitution, up until recently, my interpretation of that, based on my research, was that it only applies to commerce that happens between the states,
right,
and not commerce that happens within a state. If that is the case, in that case, then all federal drug control policy would be completely constitutionally invalid.
I wonder if anyone has ever gone so far as to actually bring that up in court, because we certainly know that most people take the plea bargain. So I wonder, you know, has it even gone to the point where somebody's actually been in federal court to the point where they could bring up a defense like that? I wonder. It's an interesting point, although it's not going to be very persuasive to the DEA. That's not going to stop them from going around and doing what they do, right? So you'd have to win that one in court, which would mean you'd probably need an attorney to present a case like that, and it wouldn't be it would be pretty difficult to make that happen. But it's an interesting theory. Point number two.
Yeah, that in combination with the you know, with the Ninth and Tenth Amendments. You know, powers not being delegated to the federal government, they would go to the states or the people, respectively. Actually, the Missouri marijuana legalization petition, which I don't think it's made the ballot, and I haven't heard yet if it's received enough petitions to make the ballot, but the language in there is actually very oriented. I don't know if it's oriented around the Commerce Clause, but it's definitely oriented around the Ninth and Tenth Amendments, which they had formerly done with alcohol. Now, recently, to try to kind of strengthen my argument, I did some more research on the Commerce Clause, and it kind of seems to be like on the ping-pong table as far as interpretation. And there are times in the past and present when the Commerce Clause is interpreted as applying to commerce that even would occur within the state, but it just
it's one of the
like
problems with
constitutional arguments, because the Constitution means whatever those people in Washington, D.C. calling themselves the Supreme Court say it means.
Right, and as you can see just from the research you've done, they disagree within themselves right on what it actually means. Timothy, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. Appreciate it, sir.
They shouldn't be able to hold a law against somebody unless every one of the Supreme Court justices can agree upon it.
Boy, that'd be nice.
I mean, you know, if it's right,
it should be clear.
You know, I mean, the default should be something is legal. You would think that everybody could come to the conclusion that, you know, rape, murder, stealing, these things are illegal.
1-855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hey, Mark, you had a TSA-related story tonight.
Yeah, this is kind of a sad story, actually. This is it's very old people. Omar Petty and Madge Woodward, they're 95 and 85,
wow,
respectively. Madge is the spring chicken in this situation. And they went through a TSA checkpoint line, and basically let me read the story here.
Right. What's the source?
This is from DetroitNews.com.
Got it.
And it says, can you imagine an 85-year-old lady and a 95-year-old retired Air Force major in wheelchairs being treated like terrorists? Mm. Petty S. recently sitting in the kitchen of the Bloomfield Township home he shares with Woodward. On March 29, Petty and Woodward arrived at the San Diego International Airport at 10 a.m. for a flight scheduled at 11:36. As usual, Petty and Woodward removed their shoes, jackets, sweaters, and put all along with all their other belongings, belt buckles, carry-on bags, purse, jewelry, including Petty's money clip, into a total of four rubber bins. Petty says a security officer asked him to remove Kleenex and $300 in folded bills that he had in his pocket and send it through the detector. Now, I've been told to keep my folding money on me in the past. I hesitated and said, do you really want me to put my bills in there, Petty said. The officer said yes. So Petty put the cash into the fifth bin, and he and Woodward proceeded through the metal detector. After both set off the alarms, they were patted down. The security officer did a litmus test on Petty's clothing, which tested positive for nitrates. Petty explained that he carries nitroglycerin pills for his heart. Nonetheless, Petty was taken to a private room for yet another pat-down by a different officer, while the same security officer emptied their carry-on bags and rifled through them. When I was patted down, I'd never been touched in every part of my body, Woodward said. This is the woman. And as the search went on, the couple, both widowed and met a few years ago in a bridge game and fell in love, became increasingly concerned about their missing flight. Finally, they were released and told to retrieve their belongings, but only the four bins were handed over to them. When Petty inquired about his $300, a senior security official was called over. Petty says the officer insinuated that they were mistaken about the missing cash, instructing the two to take off their shoes again, to check their pockets again. And when I told him, you don't know if you've got $300 in your shoe.
The idea being that these old folks couldn't possibly, they're just senile, they don't remember what happened to their money.
Right, and he said, when I told him we were going to miss our flight, he asked me if I was objecting or refusing his request. I said, no, I'd do anything I was asked. I'd just like to know where my $300 went. Finally, the Petty says the officer promised that he'd check into their video cameras and see what happened.
How'd that work out?
Nothing. They haven't heard anything, and that's it. You know, basically, that's the story. You know,
there's your travel money, buddy.
95-year-old, one of them retired Air Force vet, widows. Right.
What happens if you don't put the cash in the bin?
Well, then the TSA agents don't get a bonus, I guess.
I know, but like, what are they going to do to you? Like, refuse to allow you on the plane? Is that a violation to not put money in the bin? I mean, that's not metal. What?
As far as they're concerned, doing or saying anything that is contrary to what they do or say is, that's a violation.
It's not a police state, though. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
The Seasteading Institute. They want to create freedom on the open seas. Did you know they're having a conference? You could meet fellow forward thinkers and discover where you fit into the up-and-coming for-profit seasteading sector. It's May 31st to June 2nd at La Meridian Hotel in San Francisco. Discounted registration prior to May the 1st. Special rates for students and the press. Get 10% off with promo code FTL. Get registered before May the 1st at seasteading.freetalklive.com. Seasteading.freetalklive.com. Get in the zone!
Paying close attention to your brakes can keep a small problem from getting worse. And the experts at AutoZone say it's important to check the entire system. That means you should regularly inspect your brake pads as well as rotors and hardware and replace any component that's worn. It's the right way to maintain brake performance and maximize pad life. Stay ahead of a brake problem before it starts with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.